This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. In recent years, landlords have started using software for dynamic rent pricing, day-by-day recommendations of what they can charge for an open unit based on an analysis of rents in their area. Now, Colorado lawmakers are considering outlawing the technology as unfair collusion. Democratic State Senator Nick Henriksen.
We live in the information age. We also can weaponize that information to the detriment of consumers.
Some landlords argue that algorithmic pricing lets them be more responsive to the demands of the market. Drew Hamrick is with the Apartment Association of Metro Denver.
This product gives us more perfect information by making that information more real-time and broader usage of the marketplace.
The bill had its first hearing Tuesday. The state is trying to get a better handle on where the biggest needs for housing are. Another bill in the state legislature would require communities to assess their housing needs and shortfalls in order to apply for state housing grants. Republican State Senator Barbara Kirkmeyer.
It's not just go do a housing assessment. It's really look into your community about what's going on with the jobs, the salary level, and how that relates to affordable housing.
That bill would require the state to develop resources for communities to help plan for and encourage more affordable housing. Pueblo Community College is getting a new president. Chato Hazelbaker begins his new role at the school in July. A press release from the college says Hazelbaker has more than 20 years of experience in education at both 2- and 4-year colleges. Pueblo's current president is retiring next month after leading the school for 14 years. In Pueblo, Colorado Springs, Metro Denver, and Fort Collins, it's highs in the 60s and close to 70 this afternoon, a little bit warmer tomorrow. In the mountains, it's temperatures today in the 50s and warmer on Thursday. This is CPR News and KRCC.